So, Cindy, tell me a little bit about this new show of yours. I'm so excited about it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited too. It's called When Hope Calls. This is season two. Season one aired many years ago. And things got in the way from getting a season two, and then there were movies, and now we got it going. And my character is Nora Anderson. It's a new character in town. She's a lawyer from the big city of San Francisco, and she's been now orphaned. Her family is gone, and she found out that she has family in Brookfield, which is where When Hope Calls takes place. And she decides to go and find them. She didn't even know that she had this family, and she does. And she finds community and connection through being in this town, and she finds her family. She ends up working at the orphanage called New Hope, and then of course meets the new Mountie in town, Mountie Fletcher, who is played by the amazing Chris Russell, who's a buddy of mine, and it's amazing because we've actually worked together on four movies before this, which is unbelievable. And we didn't even know that we were both up for the show, which is like pure magic. But yeah, it's a really beautiful show that showcases, first of all, the 1920s in rural America. So that's really cool. You get to see a town where there's no electricity and no telephone, and it's all telegram and horse-drawn carriage, and where people had to come together to basically survive and get by and be there for one another. And there's like fun things like the town gossip and the baker and the nurse in town, and it's just like those things that I feel sometimes some of us can kind of miss about like community back then. And it's really nice to play a character in 1920, who is a lawyer, which is kind of a big deal, and to be able to exercise that, and yeah, it's just a really beautiful, family-friendly show, and there's action, and there's comedy, and there's horses and a donkey, and there's kids and romance, and most of all, like in the title, there's hope, which I think we could all use a little bit more of these days. So,
Oh, absolutely.
yeah.
Nice. And how should you prepare for this role, especially since it does take place in the 20s, like you said?
Yeah. Of course, doing research on just the time and what it would have been like to have lived during that time, and from little things like how to walk, how to sit, having etiquette, when you're having, tea at a table, like what was that like? 'Cause I feel like, nowadays there's a lot more freedom in all of that, of course. Little things like sometimes Nora runs into Mountie Michael, and like what would that have been like to have two, like a man and a woman, bump into each other at a time where like being physical with one another was like not really done in an outwardly way in public. So it's really like finite things like that. To like I had to take a lesson on how to drive a horse and carriage. So that was like a horse and wagon, which was really cool. So I went and took lessons on how to do that, and it was a little bit more complicated than you would think. But it was really fun, and I've worked with horses in the past on previous projects, so it was really nice to kind of get to connect in that way again. And of course, it's like you do all of this work ahead of time with getting the script and doing your own character analysis, and then you put the costume on and you get your hair and makeup on and you walk on the set that looks like a real life 1920s like small little town, and it just feels like you're immersed into it. And there's no cars, there's no cell phones or anything like that, so that's like a really, you can't help but immediately feel like you're back then, which is kind of makes the imagination go a little bit more wild, more freely.
I like that. And what were the biggest challenges for you? Kind of piggybacking on what you were saying, what were some of your biggest challenges?
I would say some of the challenges, in the show, we, like I mentioned, we have animals. We also have many child actors, which are so lovely and so cute and sweet and like so talented. And of course, working with kids, there's the idea that they can only work for a certain amount of time and then they have to go to school, or they can only work for a certain amount of hours before they have to get wrapped up, with good reason, of course. So there's times where they need to get wrapped up, and then you're saying your lines on your close up to like a stand-in, or like just an open chair kind of thing. So there's those kinds of challenges of working with kids in shows and movies, even though it's like so incredibly rewarding and so much fun, they keep you young, that's for sure. I would also say, working with animals, we have an episode where we worked with a foal, so a baby horse, which was like the cutest thing on earth. You have to be really, it's all about the foal in those circumstances and less about everyone else. So it's like when the foal is ready, when everyone is quiet, everyone has to be really cautious, no jerky moves, things like that. Like where it ha there's a very like respected process, that you and certain guidelines you have to follow in order to get what you're looking for. So, various challenges like that, and things like weather, things that you can't really control, right? So you have windy days, or like threats of snow falling, because we're shooting in the fall in Ontario, Canada. So there's things like that that were challenging. But as far as the show and the script and the cast and the crew, it was honestly a dream come true. Like everyone was just like 10 out of 10. I would love to find something bad to say, but I don't have anything. It was truly such a wonderful experience, and we had so much fun, and I was really sad to when we wrapped the season.
Nice. And without giving too much away, what's one scene you're most looking forward to everybody seeing?
Ooh. There's a couple scenes that I have with my co-star Chris Russell, who plays Mountie Fletcher, where it's just he and I on the wagon, riding together. And there's a really lovely energy between the two characters, where they have a really good banter, and they kind of like have like they can't the energy of like they can't stand each other, but they also like can't stand not being together kind of energy, where it's like a back and forth where they finally met their match. It's like a ping pong, like, she says something and he says something right back, and then she whips it back at him, and then he gets. So I really love those kinds of scenes where you really see the characters be challenged by one another. And because Chris and I have such great history together, it was a lot of fun to get to do those scenes. And also there's something fun about, because I was the one driving the wagon in those scenes while we're talking. So it's like you're chewing gum and walking at the same time. And so it feels like you're not really thinking about what you're doing. And so you're really present in the moment. And I always really love those scenes that are active, and you can't help but just be immersed right into it. But yeah, there's so many great scenes in this. All the scenes with the kids are just so fun, because the kids say the darndest things, and every time they say something, it's like the first time they've ever said it. It's fresh, it's fun. And then of course, working with the animals, like I just love them so much, and we have a dog in the show too, so. Yeah, a lot of wonderful things to look forward to.
So what's next for you now that the show's wrapped and it's getting ready to air? We have so much fun stuff coming up. So what else are you doing?
Right now, fingers crossed that we get picked up for another season. And in the meantime, yeah, I've just been kind of working on my own projects behind the scenes, with wanting to produce projects and getting, writing projects and getting projects picked up behind the scenes. So that's kind of where my focus has been, as well as acting. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've, been up to, other than my own, walking my dog and going to Pilates class and, the things we all do in our everyday lives.
Nice. What kind of doggy do you have?
I have a little Chihuahua mix. She's a rescue. Look, she's just right here. She's just.
Hi, baby. What's her name?
Her name is Susie.
Hi, Susie. And I see you have a corgi pillow there. Is that
Yeah,
a corgi?
this is her actually. It's like a
Oh,
little
nice.
pillow that my mom had made for her for Christmas. And yeah, we rescued Susie 3.5 years ago from a local rescue here in Los Angeles. And yeah, she's just been the greatest gift in our lives.
Nice. All my animals are rescued too, so. And they all have pop culture names.
They do. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, the cats are Buffy McNabb, Benson, and Dobson, but we call them Dobby for short. And the dogs are Oppo, Linus, and Sophie.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Also, like, what a dream to have all these animals. That's incredible. You got your
And they
hands
all get
full,
along. Yes.
and they all get along. That's
Yes.
great. They got the pack going, and they're, keeping each other company. And I'm sure that when you leave your home, you can't help but know that they're, taking care of each other, or maybe they're all in their corners. I don't know.
No, they get along. They get along. They're all perfect. So,
Awesome.
and what did I like asking people I interviews? Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh, a fun fact. Well, I am fluent in French, so French was actually
Nice.
my first language growing up, being from Montreal, Canada. And another fun fact is I love cooking and I love organizing.
Nice. I like it.
If I wasn't an actor, I'd probably be a professional organizer. Yeah, that's a real love and passion of mine.
Nice. And speaking of cooking, what's your signature dish?
I'd probably say lasagna.
Mine
Yeah.
too.
Yours too, really?
Yes, yeah.
That's crazy. It's just like comfort food. I love making my sauce from scratch. And actually, my next feat will be how to make noodles from scratch. Like that would be the next thing. But yeah, who doesn't love cheese, carbs, and sauce? Like, I mean, it's
Exactly, yeah.
maybe some garlic bread on the side or
Yes.
something. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And since we're on TV side too, what are you watching these days?
Ooh, I just we're midway through the season of Paradise right now, which we're really enjoying. And I also really love the show Nobody Wants This, which I feel a lot of people were big fans of. And yeah, I'm a big like 80s, 90s kid. Like I just love those movies, and I could just watch them on repeat. So many of the shows and movies from that era just bring me back. So I really love like rewatching a lot, which is nice.
I do the same thing. I get stuck. I'm like, that is, I'm watching the same five things over and over again. And
Right?
I'm like,
I know.
yes.
Yeah, I love to do that when I'm on the plane too. There'll be all these new movies, and I'm like, nah, I'm going to Old Faithful. I'll watch like Groundhog Day or like Back to the Future or something.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. And where can we follow you on social media so you can continue to follow this amazing career of yours?
Oh, thanks. I am on Instagram at Cindy_Busby. I also have a YouTube page, The Cindy Busby, and I also have a fan page on Facebook too.
Beautiful. Well, Cindy, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah, so
Thank you
nice
so
meeting you.
much.
Thank you.
Likewise, let's do this again soon. Yes.
Absolutely, I would love that. Thanks,
All
Sammy.
right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.